This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste is.
It's there. WebRadio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Hello, singles. Oh my gosh, I'm back. I'm back. You're right. You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl. That's me on the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I'm so excited to be back in the studio. It's very exciting. Woohoo! I missed you guys. You know, every so often, it's important to get reorganized and refocused and that kind of thing. And that's kind of what was happening, you know. We're on syndicated now. So that means that my new time slot is Thursdays from 11:30 to noon, okay? Starting the second week of May, I believe. You'll see it on my website. But if you're already listening to this right now, you're listening on iTunes or Podomatic or some other internet web technology-based device, because I will be posting all of my episodes as they happen. So, yay! Back in the studio. I'm so happy to be back, you guys. I really did miss it. And again, just, you know, the reason we went into syndication instead of doing live for KCLA, it's just that, you know, we're trying to make more time so we can actually go to events, go to red carpets. I'm going to start speaking at different corporations and colleges and that kind of thing. So it's just important to free up time so I can actually go and be with the people, right? I want to be with you guys instead of in a studio. But I still want to be in the studio, which is why, hey, the best of both worlds, different time slot, different day, pre-taped, but here I am and I can come to you. It's very exciting. I'm very excited to be here. Thanks so much for you guys for hanging in there and listening to the show. We got some really great stuff coming up on this show and on future shows. Like I said, we're going to be out in the field more, so I'm going to celebrities rather than having them come to me, which I don't mind doing at all. Let's do this, right? There you go. You just make it happen. However you have to make it happen, you make it happen, right? All right. Love it, love it. So, last week, or if you're listening on the radio a couple weeks ago, was the LA Times Festival of Books. It was very exciting. I had a good time. For those of you who listened last week on the radio, you might have already heard this, but I'm going to play it again for those of you who haven't listened to it. This is my interview, my brief interview with the fabulous LeVar Burton, host of Reading Rainbow. Those of you in your, say, early 30s, late 20s, late 30s would know him for that. You also might know him as Geordi LaForge from Star Trek The Next Generation, which I'm a huge fan of. Those of you who know me know that I'm a huge fan of Star Trek The Next Generation, specifically The Next Generation. He was also in, for those of you who might be baby boomers and on the older side, he was in the miniseries Roots, which he so nicely reminded me during this interview. Before I play this, though, I just want to tell you we're actually going to jump into some Dear Dating Advice Girl questions after I play the interview with LeVar Burton. I got some really great questions over the last week. Some of them are posted on my website already, thedatingadvicegirl.com. So if you want a refresher, if you're like, wait, what did she just say? Go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, click on Dear Dating Advice Girl, or click on April, March or April, and you'll see those posted. So either way, you'll find them there. If you go to my website, you'll also see an amazing, if I do say so myself, article I wrote about Tinder, which, you know, has been very popular looking at the analytics on my site, because everyone's on Tinder, right? I mean, I was on it. I know of some friends who have been on it. I know people who are in, like, legitimate, valid relationships on it. I also know people who use it as a hookup app, which, you know, to each his own, just do it safely. But it's a very interesting thing, so check out that article on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. You'll see a big picture that says 8 ways to date successfully on Tinder or something like that on the homepage, so you'll see it, so you can't miss it. All right, so let's jump in. Here we go. Like I said, a week ago, I went to the LA Times Festival of Books. I was so lucky that LeVar Burton allowed me, besides the major media people, I was the only one to get the chance to interview him or have a few words with him outside of him being on stage and presenting his book. And there's a new Reading Rainbow app that he was promoting. And so outside of the major media, I was the only one he talked to outside of that. I was very honored. Still am very honored. Thank you. Shout out to LeVar Burton. I really appreciate it. And we had some good times, okay? I was not expecting him to be so willing to join in with what I was proposing. But here, I'll just play it and you'll see what happened. Here we go.
So I'm with the fabulous LeVar Burton here at the LA Times Festival of Books. Mr. Burton, you're the best. Love you so much. I'm a huge fan of both Star Trek Next Generation and Reading Rainbow. Mm-hmm. What do you get recognized for the most?
Well, it really depends on the age of the recognizer. There's a certain population that really remembers Roots.
Oh, absolutely.
You left that off the list.
I did.
You did.
How could I forget it?
I don't know.
My apologies.
I don't know. So there are Roots fans, there are Star Trek fans, and there are Reading Rainbow fans. I think that by far and away the most enthusiastic are Reading Rainbow fans.
Absolutely, I love it. We were singing the theme song earlier.
Were you?
Can I sing it for you?
You may, please.
All right. Butterfly in the sky,
I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, Reading Rainbow.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to see you.
My pleasure.
All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, and there you go. I was just saying that I would sing, could I sing Mr. LeVar Burton, could I sing the Reading Rainbow theme song to you? And he said yes. I start singing and he joins in. Now, I was not expecting to do like the jazz version of a song. Kind of jazzed it up a little bit there, but he joined in. Couldn't have been nicer. It was a little hectic there. So again, you know, I just want to say thanks to LeVar Burton and his team for letting us step in and ask him, just hang out with him and sing with him and just ask him a few questions. That was really nice. There's so many other questions I could have asked and wanted to ask about, like, you know, Star Trek stuff. Is he going to Comic-Con again this year? You know, what's his favorite episode of Star Trek The Next Generation? Like, all these nerdy things that I'm into. Okay, sorry. Sorry for all of you who are like, what is she talking about? But like I said, the Reading Rainbow app is available. If go on your smartphone to the App Store, and you can find the Reading Rainbow app. And there's over 300 children's books you can download onto your smartphone, which is great. You know, it's just reading for the next generation. Reading Rainbow gets it. PBS gets it. They're just trying to be up with the times, and they get it, and that's why they have the app, and it's great. And LeVar Burton is still supporting it and promoting it, and he's fantastic. Forgot to also mention, he's on an animated series. I believe it's Transformers animated series with friend Jason Marsden. Shout out to Jason there. Shout out to both of them. Great actors, and they're on the animated series. So check them out. You'll recognize the voices, I'm sure. Jason also has done a lot of acting, especially back in the 90s. He was pretty big on like the remember TGIF, the Friday night sitcoms that would come on and you'd stay home on Friday nights and watch it? Boy, has TV changed, right? Like, no one's at home on a Friday night. Everyone's TiVoing everything or DVRing everything. But anyway, shout out. Thanks, everybody who was involved with the LeVar Burton interview. It's great. So basically, that's what's going to happen. We're going to do way more of that kind of thing, way more out in the field, getting interviews at events, mingling, networking, all of that kind of stuff, so we can bring more of that kind of fun stuff to you guys. The video of that is on my website as well, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Click on interviews, and you'll see it there. Go to the YouTube page, youtube.com/thedatingadvicegirl, and you can see that interview posted as well as other a ton of other celeb interviews, dating advice clips, etc. All right, we handled it. All right, so let's jump into a couple Dear Dating Advice Girl questions. We'll start with the short ones first, because I got some really good ones. A couple of them are a little bit long, so we'll do the longer ones after the commercial break. But just to get started here, I got some very interesting questions on Twitter recently that I thought were really great questions that, you know, I haven't been asked these kind of questions in a while, so I thought they were great. Here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl. Is it impersonal not to say hi and their name when responding to messages online? I like to be greeted even online. Now, this message was specifically from a girl sent to me through Twitter. If you do have a question, you can tweet me at Dating Advice Girl with no I in girl, so at Dating Advice GRL. You can find me. So is it impersonal not to say hi and their name when responding to messages online? Like, with online dating. I don't think it's that impersonal, actually. I mean, I had a brief conversation with this girl, and she's like, well, I want the guy to chase me. I know it's online dating, and it's a little harder, but, you know, I want to do what I can to make sure that guy, you know, is the one chasing me or is more of the alpha in the courting, in the courtship, the online dating courtship. And so for me, I don't think it is impersonal just to say hi in their name. I think that's perfect, actually. I mean, if you wanted to say anything else, you could say something along the line of, thanks for, you know, winking at me, if it's like Match.com or one of those where you can wink at your suitors. Thanks for winking at me, or hey, thanks for adding me, or that kind of thing. So it's like you're responding to their effort of noticing you online, right? But yeah, ladies, if you're the one who wants a guy to kind of chase you more, or, you know, be more of the alpha, or court you and, you know, ask you out and that kind of thing, don't, when you first connect online, whether it be on, say, Tinder or an online dating site, a dating app, whatever, just let him take the lead in terms of a long message, okay? Because the thing is that I know it sounds ridiculous, but trust me, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, girls say, oh my gosh, but you know, I thought he was cute, so I approached him first, and you know, or I sent him a really long message and asked him out on the first date, and now he doesn't make any effort, and I'm always the one asking them out, or like asking him to go do stuff with me. Well, I'm like, of course, because you set the dynamic up in the beginning so that he's expecting you to ask him out, and he's expecting you to set up all the dates. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, right? I'm just saying that don't be surprised if whoever starts the asking out is setting up having more of the control in the relationship in terms of like what the plans are that we're going to do and all that kind of stuff. So listen, ladies, it's fine if you want to be more of the alpha and if you want to be the one who says where you're going to go on a date and that kind of thing. I've been like that before. I'm kind of not in that phase now, personally. I kind of want the guy to make more of an effort. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Just know what you're setting up. Know what your actions are going to do to his actions, okay? So there you go, you know? So to answer the girl's question, is it impersonal not to say hi in their name when responding to messages. Okay, yes, so let me change this. It is a little impersonal not to say hi in their name. Just say hi in their name or hey, thanks for adding me. Something short and sweet. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfect. Just don't go too much further beyond that if you want a guy to be the one taking the lead in the relationship and setting things up, okay? So there you go. If you are okay with if you're okay, ladies, with you taking the lead and the guy taking it more of a back seat, then go ahead and ask him out. Go ahead and message him long messages and stuff. It gets frustrating for me as quote-unquote a professional, you know, when someone's like, but I'm doing this and this and this for him and I'm driving this distance to see him and I'm asking him out and I'm paying for everything, but why won't he make an effort? It's like, oh, dude, it's because you're making the effort and he's cool with it. Why wouldn't he be? There's no chase for him, right? So make sure there's chase for him if that's what you want, okay? So there you go. Here's another quick Twitter question. When online dating, if you're bored with a string of emails, should you keep them going or move on, feeling stuck? Okay, so again, when online dating, if you're feeling bored with a string of emails, should you keep them going or move on? Okay, so if you're feeling bored, listen, ladies and guys, if you're feeling bored with anything in life, it's time to move on or switch it up or change what you're doing. I mean, why stay in a situation that's boring? Like, what is the point of that? Seriously, like, what are you going to get out of that? What is the person you're dating going to get out of that? Nothing. Or the person you're even messaging. No one's going to win. Nobody wins, okay? Nobody wins in these situations. So, the one thing that I did suggest to her is before you totally give up with, you know, I've had this happen before. You're online dating and maybe there is someone who's interesting and they message you first, ladies, and you know, he's kind of cute and all this stuff, but he's kind of shy and maybe he's afraid of rejection. You know, like maybe he's just gotten out of a breakup or something like that. And so he's not going for the asking out. He's kind of hesitant and it's like he kind of, like, plays around with the idea of, oh, you know, what do you like to do and all these things, but he's not just asking you out. One thing before you give up, one thing you could do is just give a very strong hint that you'd say yes if he asked you out, okay? For example, you could say something to the effect of, and again, not some long, keep the messages short, ladies, with the dating apps and specifically to the ladies, but to the guys too, keep the messages relatively short. You know, a paragraph if someone asks you an involved question or something, a couple sentences, but you want to try to like keep those long conversations for actual face-to-face interaction, and that's going to motivate the person to ask you out, so you will do face-to-face interactions, right? Okay? So, before you give up on somebody who's just messaging you a million messages and not asking you out, throw them a hint like, "Hey, there's a really cool restaurant that I haven't tried yet that I really have been dying to try." Or, you know, my favorite restaurant, I haven't been to my favorite restaurant in so long. I mean, it's crazy how long it's been since I've been there. Or, hey, did you hear about that new musical or that new bar that's opened up? Oh my God, it sounds so cool. If you throw something like that out there, hopefully your love interest will catch what you're throwing and will be like, oh, okay, I get it. She's mentioning she likes this, or he's mentioning he likes this, you know? So that way, hopefully, that'll send them a message and give them a confidence boost so that they're able to actually ask you out and not get all nervous and like, oh, they might say no, all that kind of stuff, okay? If they don't catch your hint, it might be time to move on, okay? And this is some people are shy. I like shy guys. I like shy people. I have a big place in my heart for them because I'm not shy, but I get it. Like, I get shyness. But if someone isn't taking your hint, like, how much time are you going to spend waiting and hoping for somebody to ask you out? If it's been, like, weeks and weeks or months and months of just messaging, you have a pen pal, okay? That's just it. So drop the hints. If they're not getting the hints, it's time to move on. And eventually, if you move on and they're like, hey, whatever happened to that person, that girl or guy I was talking to, like, how come we never went out? They'll probably at some point, they'll put two and two together and either ask you out or say, oh, crap, I blew it, right? But you've given them every opportunity, if you've been messaging for a while, to, like, get to know you and do some asking out. You're throwing them hints. You're telling them where you want to go. You're telling them what part of town you live in, all of that. If they're not getting it, move on. But give them a chance first. Throw some hints. And if they don't get them, then you can move on. All right, you guys. So we are swiftly running into the end of the show, but we're going to do a quick commercial break and come back with one really, really great kind of involved Dear Dating Advice Girl question from a guy who's decided to wait. Not till marriage, but he's waiting to do the sexual stuff. He's not jumping in head first to sexuality, and he's finding it difficult to date. So stay tuned for that Dear Dating Advice Girl question right after this commercial break.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
It sits there looking like a candy bar in a nice orange wrapper, right? Reese's Nutrageous. Then you take a bite and it blows your eyeballs to Pluto, kicks your ribs to the roof of your mouth, pounds your taste buds into a simpering puddle of pulp, and leaves you for dead. Want one, don't ya? Reese's Nutrageous. So loaded.
Chocolate.
Peanut caramel.
And Reese's Peanut Butter.
You don't eat it. You survive it.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl radio show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Okay, children of the 80s and 70s, 70s and 80s, you remember this song, right? That's like legitimately from the 80s, which is funny because there's a lot of songs that kind of sound like that now. I love that. I love the synth, all the synth and all that stuff. It's so fun. All right, so let's jump back in. Here we go. Enough getting distracted by the awesome 80s music, right? Okay. Okay, so here we go. So we're in the Dear Dating Advice Girl segment, and we're about to answer a question from a guy who isn't trying to jump into the sexual stuff too early, which, you know, you rarely hear about this from guys. Not, listen, guys, I know there's some of you out there who aren't a stereotype, okay? I know a lot of them in LA even. I know a lot of guys who aren't a stereotype, a lot of nice dudes who, you know, haven't met the right girl yet, etc. But it's really nice to sometimes have people write me with a different perspective. By the way, if you do have a question for me, feel free to email me, Erin, E-R-I-N, at thedatingadvicegirl.com. Okay? That's Erin, E-R-I-N, at thedatingadvicegirl.com. Or tweet me your question at datingadvicegrl, no I in the word girl, at datingadvicegrl. Also follow me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on all of those things. YouTube, all of those things. The Dating Advice Girl or at datingadvicegrl. You can find me. All right, let's jump in. Here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl, I'm a 30-something male who is about to get back into online dating after a year-long vacation from it. One of the things that I feel makes me somewhat unique as a man, but makes dating hard for me at times, is the fact that I won't get physically intimate with anyone outside of a committed relationship. I don't feel comfortable being with a woman sexually unless the relationship has a high level of trust, communication, and emotional intimacy. Listen. Good for you, guy, right? He knows his boundaries. He knows what works for him, and I like it. I'm not waiting to be intimate until I'm married or anything like that, but it just takes more time with me in this area. The problem is that my boundaries feel so out of step with the hookup culture that we live in, and also the fact that so many people these days, even if they desire a relationship, choose to have sex with their date before there is commitment. Some folks won't even commit to someone unless sex happens first. I make it a point to put in my online profile, an online dating profile, but I'm interested in a long-term relationship, so hopefully this weeds women out who are just looking for hookups. Talking about something like this on a first date isn't an easy thing to do. Do you have any advice for a guy like me? Okay, I think this is a really great question, and like I said, you know, he's rare. I don't think he's as rare as people think, though. People just expect all men to be hornballs sleeping with everybody, and that is not the case. Okay, just like people assume that, like, women don't want sex all the time. I know plenty of women who are very, very sexual ladies. So, yeah, there's just no stereotype or whatever in this one, and I love it, okay? I really appreciate these guys' question and perspective. Single guy, I really appreciate you writing in and being so honest about this, because I think a lot of guys feel like this, like I said, and haven't. They feel nervous about expressing it. They think people are going to judge them, okay? I'm sure you already know this, but ladies who don't understand or like that you were waiting for an emotional connection before getting sexual are not the ladies for you, right? It seems like a no-brainer, but let's just go ahead and say that. Anyone who's offended by it, show them the door, right? In terms of online dating, it's good that you say that you're looking for a long-term relationship, but that doesn't really make it clear. I mean, some people still want to have sex before they're committed, even though they're looking for a long-term relationship. So I think what could really help you in your online dating profile is putting something like interested in intimacy when the time is right with the right person. If you put something like that statement in your online dating profile, it's really, really clear for people, oh, this guy is not someone who I'm going to have sex with on the second date. Okay, this is someone who might want to wait for a little bit. Feel free to even say what you said to me in your letter, that you're not waiting till marriage, but you want to wait until you have an emotional connection. Okay, I think a lot of women get that. Trust me, I have women all the time here in LA who are like, God, I just wish, like, some guys feel like they're so, like, closed off and they aren't looking for anything emotional. Oh my God, dude, you're in LA, I think you're in LA, I'm not totally sure, but you're like a woman's dream. Trust me, okay? So put that in your online dating profile. I guarantee you're going to get a lot of hits to your profile after you amend your profile, okay? For dates that you're meeting face-to-face and not online, because you still, listen, online dating is great, but there's still kind of an interesting thing, you know, when you're out of the bar or out of the coffee shop and you meet someone organically and there's a spark there, right? So I'm not a huge fan of disclosing too much information on the first date, because obviously if you're meeting someone in a public place, not through online dating, you just happen to meet up or you're in line together and you start chatting up, you're literally doing it old world style. You know, they don't know anything about you. They didn't see a profile. They don't know you're online. So how do you bring it up? Okay. Too much too fast can make a potential love interest nervous or uncomfortable. So I would say after a few dates, okay, if you've just met someone online or like through friends or at a party, something where it's not online based, wait till a few dates, see if there's chemistry and potential before you go shouting your sex preferences to the rooftops, you know, because there's no reason to tell them if there's no chemistry in the first place. So go on a few dates, see if there's chemistry. When you feel like you guys might be like feeling something, you know, sexually, start a conversation about sex and intimacy, but don't make it so like, oh, well, you know, don't make it too hardcore. Just say, here's my preference. I just want to make it known to you. I really like you. But I'm trying to wait till I have an emotional connection for actual sex. I don't know if that means you can make out with people. I don't know what that means for you, single guy, but just break it down easy for them so that they get it, but don't make it so that it's like, here's the deal, I'm not sleeping with you. You know, soften the blow a little bit, okay? It can be a little weird for a woman if you say that you're not interested in them sexually, if you're taking things slow, because a lot of women will take it personally and think that it's like, oh, well, he doesn't like me, he doesn't find me attractive, that's why he doesn't want to have sex. Make sure that you're clear about it's a personal choice for you and has nothing to do with them. That's going to help you out a lot, okay? So good luck, single guy. I hope it works out. And again, I commend you. Good luck out there. And let me know how it goes, okay? Don't forget to amend your online dating profile. All right, you guys, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in sunny Los Angeles, California. I will see you guys next time. Well, I guess next week or next time. But just remember, you can listen on iTunes anytime. Just go on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. Click on radio show. You'll see all the info there. And until next time, you guys, I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you very, very soon. Thanks for listening.